Blind Cool Tech, April 16, 2006, Easter Sunday evening, a little after 9 p.m. in fact, in Louisville, Kentucky.
Have you ever wanted to see a podcast come up that talks all about technology for the blind and mixes other things in as well? Well, you found it in Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about blind people for blind people, hosted by blind people. You're in for one of the most incredible shows that you have ever heard on a truly incredible podcast. This is not only fun, but it's entertaining and educational. And now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Mr. Larry Skootcon.
Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skootcon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. What we're going to do today is Riz sent in a tour of his house, and I've been meaning to do that too, so we're going to go ahead and do that. I just stepped back inside to grab my cane because I want to start down out at the street, just to give you an idea, because I've told you that I live on a hill. I'm going down 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 steps. And you keep going straight, and there's a sidewalk that goes to the curb here. And there's grass. And then a sidewalk as we turn to the right. We're heading towards Grinstead. And if we look on the right here, there's a hill that goes up. And as we go to the, keep going forward, here's my driveway, and it's also very hilly. And if we go up this driveway, there's a wall to the right here. About, right now, it's only about between knee and thigh level. But as you go on further up the hill, it's up hip level right now. Now here to the right, this is all limestone. About a foot long, maybe 2 feet long, and about a foot wide, and about a 2 inches thick, and these steps are made out of that too. And there's iron railings on the right and on the left. And if you just bypass those and keep walking up the driveway, when you come up to the garage, the garage door's open. There's a to the right, it's actually to the left of the stairs. If you went up them, there's bushes there with a bird in it. And here's the garage, and you can walk in it. And there's Joe's Volkswagen. And we've been in here before, and right here is the door that we went in to go into the basement. But we're going to turn back around and actually go in through the front door. So we're back out in the driveway. And we'll go ahead and go up these stairs. There's 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, and then a little bitty one, 7. And here we could also go straight instead of turning left to go in the door. If we go to the right, we'll go back out to the street like the way we came out of the house. If we go straight, there's a sidewalk here that goes around the house. We'll just quickly go there. And there's a few steps, and then another step up, take a couple more steps. To the left is bushes, and then the living room window. We keep going to the right, step up again. Now we're curving around to the left, and then we're at the edge of the house, and there's a step up. And then to the right here is another retaining wall. It ends right there as you go out to the front yard. And to the left here is this grill here is covering a place that goes to a window in the basement. And then above that is a window here that's in the living room, the fireplace right here, retainer to the right. Now here's a air conditioner that cools pretty much, well, the living room, most of the house. And keep on going back, and we're going back to the back backyard where we were before. So right to the left is the sunroom, and here's that gate. So we'll turn around, head back. Now, also in the front yard is a huge maple tree. It's about straight ahead from where we are right now. Usually when I'm coming around here, I like to just get off the sidewalk so I don't have to worry about those steps. Because it's two or three steps and then a step down. And here we go. So we're going to take a right and go up. One, two, three, four, five, six steps to the front porch. And it's a fairly small front porch, actually. There's the little place that juts out where the garage is, and then above the garage, which I'll show you in a second. And then over, even with that, is a rail, and to the right is the rail. So it's only probably 3 or 4 feet, and there's no cover over it except the regular awning of the house. So that's, doesn't have a big front porch. Does have a good doorbell. Hope I don't stir the dogs up when I do this. So we'll go ahead. The doors are open. It's been a beautiful day here. We'll step in, and what we do is step into a large, pretty large living room. And on the right wall is a fireplace between those two windows I showed you guys. And straight ahead is a coat closet. And to on my left, there's about 6 feet over there, I guess. And there's an entertainment center. And it's got the TV and the Windows Media Center computer. And there's actually a keyboard sitting on top of it up here. So, also, and if you go... Well, let me give you a little more details. The floor is wood, finished. And the ceiling, this is the only house I've ever seen like this. I'm going to turn around. And there's no corners in this room. The ceiling actually just kind of goes into the wall. It's real smooth all the way around. It's kind of futuristic looking, especially for a house built in 1945. Okay, so now I'm facing back as we headed into the living room, which is east, by the way. So we'll use that as a reference. Now, most of the room is to my right. These floors, by the way, this was all carpeted ever since it was new. And I took the carpet up a few years ago, and it had never been stained or anything. So we actually just, it's red oak, and we just put varnish on it without the stain. And it looks pretty good. Straight ahead of us to the right of that coat closet is a large couch that goes all the way to another opening on this wall that we're facing. Now, if you go to that wall and take a left, you'll go up 6 stairs, and there it's kind of an archway there. And those 6 stairs, they're wood, and the face of them is actually painted red, bright red. That's my son-in-law's artistic side coming through there, but apparently it looks pretty good. Now, on the back to the where the couch is, it's a large green couch, and to the right of it, there's another opening that goes into the dining room, and that's also an archway, and there's no molding around it or anything. It's just the wall, but it's kind of arched, and it's wide. That one's probably about 6 feet wide. This one over here is probably about 3 feet wide. Now, as we go step a couple steps up and go to the right, the couch is on our left, right there, a little ahead of us. And then on the right is a big leather easy chair. And we keep walking. And on the right, past that easy chair, is a... Well, it was supposed to be a coffee table. It's a big marble table with wood sides and, I mean, legs and stuff. And I bought that and a couple of end tables. But we really, this is the only one we liked. And it, instead of having it in the middle of the room, it's off between these two recliners. And then behind it is a big heater, and it's, oh gosh, I want to say it's 5 feet wide. No, it's not that wide. It's only about 4 feet wide. And this house is heated with by heating up water and running it through these pipes, and that's one of the radiators. And above that is a huge picture window, and it looks out down the hill there, because we're right at the top of the hill. So if you keep going, there's that other easy chair there, and then keep going along that wall, and then you come to this other outside wall where the fireplace is, and all the way to the right, there's another heater register. Above that's a window, of course, and then the fireplace. It's black marble on the face of it, and painted wood. I wish it was natural. And then black tiles and on the floor in front of it. And there's a big mirror above the mantel. And then if you keep going, I just took a left, and I'm walking towards the dining room, heading east again. Right past the fireplace, there's another register there, and above that's the air conditioner. So now we're going through this archway, and it is, it's not 6 feet wide, it's 5 feet wide. And this room also has this effect of the ceilings and the walls going into each other. In this room, to the right, it kind of actually juts out a little bit wider than the house, and there's three huge windows here and a big register right below them, right even with the bottom of the windows there. And then we have just a small round oak dining room table right here that with four chairs around it, just some big heavy oak chairs, I think they are. And this is all wood floor, of course, still through here, too. Now, if we're still heading east, but we're going around left of the table. And if we keep walking, there's to our left is the kitchen. And between the dining room and the kitchen, there's one of these old swinging, I mean, this thing is solid, heavy door. And I should have mentioned, all the interior doors in this house are natural wood colored. And stained, but the molding around the floor is painted, which is a shame. Now, right behind this door is actually one of those other tables. Oh, I've got these French doors open, but let me close that a little bit. And there's another one of those marble tables, and it's just sitting behind this door. Now, straight ahead are two French doors that open up, and they're open right now. And this goes out onto a sunroom that is out in the backyard. And we'll just step down a half a step there, and we're in this sunroom. And to the left is a door that you can go out into the backyard where we were the other day. And I'll turn back around and go back into the dining room. And to the right, into the kitchen. And okay, so we're heading north now, and you can hear the dishwasher running. This is a very old kitchen. It looks good though. It's not very big. It's a typical 1945 kitchen. I think it had been I don't know if it had been updated or not. It's got tile countertops and painted wood cabinets. I wish they were natural as well. And it's a refrigerator on the left, big side-by-side thing, and gas stove in front right here. Keep the doggy's water dish to the left of that right there. And if you just keep jut to the right a little bit, the sink is on the right, this counter goes across this wall on the right, the dishwasher's down to the right there. But if you keep going, you walk to a hall here where all you can do is go left down into the basement or right out into the backyard a step or two here. So there's the backyard. We were there the other day, so we've all been back down in the basement here. It's nice. I like the basement. So we'll go back through the kitchen. And this is all really on what you'd call the first level of the house. I'm back in the living room now, and we're going to walk up these stairs that have the red face, and there's six of these. One, two, three, four. Oh, there's five. Okay, we are now above the garage, and we're in a small hall. Straight ahead and just off to the right a little bit is the computer room, we call it. To my immediate right and over about, farther than I was thinking, 6 feet, is a bathroom. And to my left, about 4 feet, is the master bedroom. And if I were to immediately make a 180-degree turn, I would go up another full flight of stairs. I'll just walk around right here. We'll just go up here and do this now. And let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we're on a landing, and to the left is a bathroom. And we'll go into it. Tub on the left, closet behind it there, straight ahead a heater vent, a window above it, toilet to the right, sink. It's a good sized bathroom. Go back out into the hall, and straight across from the hall, to the right as you're coming up, is a big closet that's about 10 by 10 there. And if you go straight ahead, you're at a room at the end of the house that Shelly's using right now. And it has a huge closet in it, and you can hear her windows are open. Somebody's, I guess they've got their air conditioner on next door. And the ceiling in here is actually the roof of the house, so it kind of curves to Cape Cod, I think you call it. So we'll head back down. Now I'm going to go ahead and take an immediate left into the master bedroom. And we're in the master bedroom, and it actually goes to the left about another 5 feet. Straight in ahead is the bed. That's the head of it's over there to my left. We're facing west right now. We're facing like you'd be going out the front door, except we're right above the garage. And let me shut this fan off in here. I got one of these small, I call it a turbine fan, and set it in the window here. And it's so small it doesn't seem like it would do anything, but it's amazing what it does. Okay, so let me get back over to the door here. I've got a pedestal bed here, an oak thing with a bookshelf kind of headboard. Pretty big one. I like that because then you can just put whatever you want on there. And if you go to the right, when you come in the door, there's a closet here. And these are all old solid doors. I mean, this is an old house. And in this closet, I do have it lined with cedar, so I love that smell. Keep going straight, there's a dresser to the right, and a window straight ahead, and a register below it. You take a left, and there's an armoire, or I guess you call it that, with a TV in it. You keep going straight and around to the left a little, and there's a big open... Hey, boo! Hey, dude! Yep, what about you guys?
Okay, you going to bed?
No, I'm actually doing a podcast.
Attic?
Huh?
Where you at? Upstairs?
I'm in my bedroom right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not in the attic yet, but I'm heading there.
Okay.
So we're on a... there's big French doors here, and they're... open, and there's screens and another window here, and then out there there's a balcony that we hadn't really used too much, but it looks pretty solid and everything. So we're up above the driveway right now, above the garage, and pretty good view here, I guess. And a nice breeze coming in. All right, so we'll turn back around and head out the door. And then into the hall and over into this room I was telling you about. It was the computer room. It's a good sized room too, really. There's a closet over here to the left. And again, these solid doors. Window on the outside wall. This used to be a corner room, and then I'll take a right and we're heading east again. And I told you, I mentioned to you that they had built a room on in the 70s, and it's at the end of this room, and Marley's asleep in there right now, so we won't go through there. And just got a chair and a computer in here. It's a pretty big open room. It's pretty nice. So we'll head back out, and then out of this room, take a left, and this is the main bathroom. Seafoam green, I found out recently, is what these fixtures are. And it's kind of an interesting bathroom because it's got a tub like I've never seen before. It's probably about 4 feet in each direction, the square, and it's got a big seat here. And that's probably pretty much it. The toilet's over here to the right, and there's a register in here for the heat right there. Closet, as you're heading back out the door to the left, with the shelves in it and stuff. And that's pretty much it. You've already seen the backyard and the front yard this evening, so that's going to do it for this edition of Flying the Cool Tech. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our comment line is 206-984-9203. That's nice.